Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome everyone to today's Blog Talk Radio broadcast. My name is Cassandra Jove, the presenter of today's broadcast, which is hosted by Philip Singer Ajisafe. He is also today's speaker. Today's topic for discussion is the days of deception. To avoid any background interference, we ask that you please put your phones on mute while listening. May the Lord bless his ministry. Thank you.
Thank you. And I welcome every listener to this segment of Apologetic Blog Talk Radio in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. As just said, today's topic, which is the days of deceptions. We all know that we are living in a culture of relativities. In a culture that doesn't believe in anything absolute truth. In a culture, things seem good. And it is being supported. Any ideology, as long as relative and accepted and being beneficiary to some elite or some classes, it could be truth. But one thing we just want us to know in this small time of this broadcast is to let us be aware that truth is not relative. Truth is an objective. And truth cannot be known by simply just proclaiming it, nor being known by just simply reading about it. And in third part, truth cannot be known by just being a benefactor from the truth. And by the time we try to finish this broadcast, as the Holy Spirit, we minister to as many individuals, we will be able to know that truth can only be discovered. And truth, as we said, is an objective, is only God. Several years ago, when a particular United States governor was caught promised, he explained that his prior words were simply political statements that had to be adjusted when changing, with changing circumstances. He was adopting the philosophy of Machiavelli, the prince of politicians, who said, the promise given was a necessity of the past. The word broken is the necessity of the present. You know, you can see how our culture treats what is truth as to be a deceiver. That's why I use this example, politicians. And it is not because politicians are just developing the idea of breaking their campaign promises. It has been established in the past. Therefore, just seeing a mere politician breaking their promises does not necessarily mean that the individual politician was a bad person. But does that mean they were telling the truth? And that is why people borrow, I would not have time to go into detail of that, the philosophy of the promise given, which is as a necessity of the past. And the word broken, that is the spoken word, broken is the necessity of the present. So by even admitting that, it means that we human beings, we don't have control of circumstances that surrounding us. We do not have control even of our mind. In this culture, promise breaking seems to be standard operating procedure for many of today's politicians. I want you to follow it. I'm not talking to a particular country. Even I'm not necessarily talking to a particular democratic government. We can see, even starting from our house, that promise breaking seems to be standard operating procedures for many of human life today. But I want to apprehend, I want to reprimand the so-called leader, because the citizen always have a higher expectation from their leader. But we always forgotten that being a leader has nothing to do with the character of humanity. That is why I hope I begin using the example of one of the United States governor elected when he was in the office, and the people realized that this man is not even executing what he has campaigned that he's going to do when he was elected. And when he's elected now, people bored enough and ask him. And instead of admitting to the truth, he was just saying that what he said is a political statement. Does that mean we have to treat the every statement falsely? That is humanity. And I said, promise breaking, I repeat, seems to be standard operating procedure for many of today's politicians. Still, we somehow expect our leaders to keep their promises. And when they break them, it creates a credibility gap those they govern. In this segment of Blog Talk Radio, I would like us to shift our focus on human being as the truth, or their statement as well to be truth. One thing I know, apology. God is different. His promises are sure. No matter what circumstances we go through, but we must place our trust in him before we can discover the truth. The days of deception. Abu said, in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3, I will read quickly from first and before I continue in this broadcast. But I want us to pay attention to verse 13. 2 Timothy chapter 3 from verse 10 to 14. But you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, perseverance, persecutions, afflictions, which happened to me at Iconium, at Lystra. What persecutions I endured, and out of them all, the Lord delivered me. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. But evil men and impostors will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But you continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them. The days of the deceptions. The days of deception. I want to use a greater philosopher, Aristotle, in his argument for truth and deception. But I want us to know that this is a time of deception. But like I just said, the truth is still in control because it's an objective, and that is God. Sometimes it seems like philosophy has given up on the concept of the truth. Modernism stands to treat it as relative. You know, I've said that one, that this is a culture of relativities. Post-structuralism stands to treat it as an attribute of language, not reality. A madman looking to the congregation of many people in the market. And when he looked, he was crying. And people said, "What are you? Why are you crying here for?" And he said, "Oh my God, look at these many people. When they die, where are they going to get the tree to make their coffins?" And how many acres of land are they going to need to bury them? That is as many of us treat truth versus the day of deception. Or, in the concept of this statement, he looked like when one person suffers a delusion, when the behavior or concept seems not acceptable, it looks like an insanity. But when a group of people, politicians, the leaders, suffer delusion, it calls religion. The days of deception. Aside, man's mind is so formed that it is far more susceptible to falsehood than to truth. Don't forget the statement of the politician and the expectation of the citizens. Then I go back to this treatment. Aristotle write three rules of thought, and in his reasoning, I tried to group his, because he wrote on about everything that he was given knowledge to in philosophy, in physics, in chemistry, in biology, even in metaphysics. Aristotle developed the classical three rules of thought, which are we going to link it to the to establish the existence of God as the one in control of everything. That is, as many of us that put our trust in Him, even if we can, if it look like chaotic, if we cannot understand, we just go by putting our trust in Him, because He is the answer, not the politician, not the policies, not the world. Just like Paul said, that the impostors, we grew worse and worse. They will be deceiving people, and they will be deceived too. In Aristotle's rules of thought, number one, he said there is law of identity. Number two, he said the law of non-contradiction. Number three, the law of the excluded middle. The law of identity. In summary, he said, everything is the same as itself and different from other things. For instance, A is the same as A. And A is distinct, is different from B. A is A and not B. And B is B and not A. For our time, I'll keep on. The law of non-contradiction. He said, this is just a summary of what I just trying to paraphrase. Two or more contradictory statements cannot both be true in the same sense at the same time. Two or more contradictory statements cannot both be true in the same sense at the same time. For instance, claim that X equals Y and that X also equals 2. Something has gone wrong. If a politician promises to do something when he comes to the office and gets into the office and cannot fulfill that what he promised, and he admitted that it is just a mere political statement, he's a liar. Something is wrong. Because if I say X is equal to 1, at the same senses, at the same time, he cannot be true again. The law of the excluded middle. All this thing is basically used in the philosophy of justice. But we are not treating that, because even in the justice, there is a lot of evil. Even in the real justice, because man is capable of healing, of just accept the truth. Instead, we try to elevate ourselves and suffer because we endure a lot of injustice. Instead of crying to the true judge, Almighty God. The third one, the law of the excluded middle. He said, either a statement is true, it is false. As far the postmodernism and poststructuralism, they will tell you there's something absolute truth, and that you can just try to go bush around the truth. There's nothing absolute true or inferior truth. It is either to be true or false. X is one cannot at the same sense at the same time be X is two. What this rules of thought has to do with establishment of the existence of God. From the first law of identity, I said there must be first mover, which comes directly from Aristotle's physics. That is, if all motion is caused by some prior force, and if the world is filled with the motion, where did the first motion come from? If A is A and not B, and by the law of physics, there is first motion, because action and reaction must take place. If there's no action, you can't feel any reaction. Who or what is the action? Then I say a first efficiency cause. If our situations have a cause, what do we make of the cause at the start of it all? What do we make? Answer for the thought. I know the atheist or the free thinker, we have it difficult to just accept, because their belief is another side of religion, which is deception, deceit. Thought, necessary being. Things in the world are merely possible. Some are necessary. A necessary thing can be caused by another necessary thing. But that introduced the infinite regress invoked by the previous two proofs. There must be something that is necessary in itself. The days of deception. Pascal said this. He said the same mover who determines our actions determines that someone opposes us. Since it is not our spirit which fights the foreign powers, but that one and the same spirit does the good and permits the evil, the peace of our soul cannot be destroyed. The peace of our soul cannot be destroyed. But do we believe in reality, existence of the soul, or as a fantasy, as described by postmodernism to science? Plotinus had experienced a portion of his soul through a dream. I don't want you to suddenly believe the theory that there is no spirit. It's a fantasy of brain. It's because man was unable to discover the truth. And like I just said, you cannot know the truth by proclaiming the truth, or know the truth by just merely reading the truth, or being just soliciting or consciously beneficiary from the truth. Truth. When you want to know the truth, you must seek the truth for the truth's sake. And the only truth, Jesus said in John 14:6, that I am the way, the truth, and the life. And then when we talk about the truth versus deception, we have to know that the same mover is in control of all. Now, I said it is true that no one has ever seen his word. No one has ever seen the Spirit. But the truth is that no one has ever seen his thing. That is, as we believe that it is true that no one has ever seen his word, neither have we seen our pain or our joy. We simply feel them. If we believe that there is no spirit, or it's a fantasy or brain, how, why do you treat the pain, which we don't see, but always feel it, or the joy that we take, say we are joyful today. Oh, I'm so happy. It's a feeling. And we believe in the feeling of pain, but devil deluded many of us not to believe in the existence of God, who can take our pain. It is nonsense to seek the seat of the soul, because like life itself, it can be everywhere. Scientists have solved the locus of the soul in laboratories and during autopsies. They have never found it, nor will they ever. It belongs outside the realm of the object of the inquest. Truth can only be discovered. Truth is God himself. Truth can bring the peace, chaos, but we must put our trust in him, not to believe the days of relativity in which we have been deceived and deluded of the truth of God. But I have good news for us. Jesus saw the fig tree, Mark 11, from 12 to 14. And he was the fig tree trying to deceive him, and he cursed the fig tree. If we are going through relativity, I appeal to us to accept the gift of God. And as we do this, may the Lord bless us. Thank you for listening to this Blog Talk Radio. Thank you.
For another broadcast on Sunday, June 8, 2014, on which the topic will be the battle of the mind at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. Please tune in, and may God bless you. Thank you.